بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We continue on our journey in attempting to understand the beautiful Quran and providing a summary for all of the majestic surahs of the noble Quran. The second surah in the Quran is Surah Al-Baqarah, which is translated as the Surah of the Cow. And the place of revelation for Surah Al-Baqarah is revealed in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. It came down in order to establish guidelines for Muslims who are living in a new society and to provide a framework for their lives. And the virtues of Surah Al-Baqarah is that it provides protection from evil and provides protection from shaitan. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this regard mentioned that do not make your houses like graves. Shaitan runs from any house where Surah Al-Baqarah is recited, subhanallah. So where you find difficulties within a home, where you find darkness within a home, where you feel like there is no barakah within the home, then we should make it an active effort within our homes, collectively and individually, to recite Surah Al-Baqarah as much as possible, for it will protect us and remove the evil and remove the influences of evil within our homes as well. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam continues to say, recite Surah Al-Baqarah because reciting it is a blessing and ignoring it is a source of sorrow and it cancels out sorcery. Again, subhanallah. So by reciting Surah Al-Baqarah, even though it is a very, very big surah, the largest surah in the Quran, but by reciting it, you'll receive abundant blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who ignore it, then it will become a source of misery and sorrow within their homes. And Surah Al-Baqarah cancels out and removes all form of sorcery as well. And this is somewhat rampant in our cultures, that we always have people who are trying to cause us harm in one way or another. And by reciting Surah Al-Baqarah, not only do you protect yourself, but you also protect your home, you protect the inhabitants within your home. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also said that everything has a peak, and the peak of the Quran is Surah Al-Baqarah, subhanallah. So the zenith, the highest place, the elevation of the Quran is Surah Al-Baqarah. So whoever recites it at night in his house, the shaitan will never enter that house for 3 nights. And whoever recites it during the day, the shaitan will not enter the house for 3 days, subhanallah. So whether you recite the Surah Al-Baqarah during the day or during the night, then for 3 complete days, your house will be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, directly from the shaitan and from his minions, and also from sorcery and all forms of evil, and from sorrow and from anxiety and stress. In another hadith, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, the Quran and the people who used to apply it, either people who used to read it, reflect upon it, understand it, and apply it, actively apply the verses of the Quran, those who applied it will be brought forth and they will be led by Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran, subhanallah. So these two surahs will become your guide and they will be your leaders on the day of Qiyamah, because you not only recited them, but you also acted upon them and you applied these particular surahs within your life, within your homes, and they will guide you towards Jannah, towards the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this surah is called Surah Al-Baqarah because of the cow that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Prophet Musa alayhi salam to slaughter in order to find out the identity of a murderer from the people of the Jews. And the dua that we can learn from Surah Al-Baqarah is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in verse 186, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. And when my servants ask you about me, so when all of us, the ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we ask about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala is saying that tell them that I am near. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this isolation, in these difficult times, and even in the good times, wherever you are in your life, wherever you are in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, whenever you remember me, whenever you call out to me, whenever you need me, know that I am near. I respond to the one who makes dua to me. So let them also respond to me and believe in me so that they may be guided. So this is another beautiful dua that we can learn from Surah Al-Baqarah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to understand the first juz of Surah Al-Baqarah and memorize this particular verse of Surah Al-Baqarah for our protection, for our salvation. Jazakumullahu khairan.